This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN Community Network News, I'm Jed Gilbert.
And I'm Caitlin Pearson. The controversial Is My Son Gay Android app has been removed after only a week due to uproar on social networking sites and blogs. Users of the app were asked to answer a number of questions relating to things such as fashion and sports, including does he like football, with an eventual result of gay, modern and normal, and not gay. LGBT rights group All Out handed a petition with 37,000 signatures to Google, who controls Android, claiming that the app is homophobic and relies on offensive stereotypes. The openly gay French creator has revealed he will be releasing a novel of the same name that uses fun and humour to talk about difficult moments families can go through.
Outgoing South Australian Premier Mike Rann has come out in favour of gay marriage, and the South Australian Liberals are in agreement. Rann blamed a powerful union for stopping him coming out in favour of gay marriage earlier. SA opposition leader Isabel Redmond says she too supports gay marriage, but criticised Rann for announcing his stance only a week before he steps down. Former State Labor Deputy Leader Ralph Clark, speaking to the ABC, also said that it was too little too late. Clark said the vote at the upcoming national conference is a foregone conclusion in favour of gay marriage, and that Rann is now just following the pack.
Four men accused of the brutal murder of a lesbian in South Africa were found guilty on Friday, October 7. The four men were part of a group of nine who allegedly stoned, kicked and stabbed to death 19-year-old Zaliswa Nkonyana just metres from her Cape Town home in 2006. The case illustrates the heightened concerns about an epidemic of corrective rape, which many men in the region believe could cure female homosexuality.
20 years after leaving his church when he admitted he was gay, Scott Anderson has been reordained. He becomes the Presbyterian Church's first openly gay minister after the church's National Assembly voted to remove the ban on gay ministers last year. In 1990, Anderson left the church when a couple threatened to reveal his sexuality. Anderson was recently reordained in Wisconsin in the US to a standing ovation, saying he never thought the day would come.
Same-sex couples with children and LGBT activists have welcomed media reports suggesting that the federal government is seriously considering proposals to amend passport application forms. Under the proposed changes, the application forms would include the option of Parent 1 and Parent 2 alongside mother and father. Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young also supported the suggestions, saying it will remove another form of discrimination and make life that little bit easier for same-sex couples.
Bigger than even the Sydney gay and lesbian Mardi Gras, Rio de Janeiro just hosted its gay pride event next to its iconic Copacabana beach. Attracting over 700,000 people, rainbow flags and carnival costumes filled the streets. With people cheering and dancing, they marched demanding better protections in Brazil against homophobia.
Briefly in other news, LGBT rights groups have suffered another setback in Uganda after the country's only gay and lesbian bar was closed down because the landlord claims it attracted people who look strange. Queensland Premier Anna Bligh has joined the It Gets Better movement, posting a video message on YouTube.
Doesn't matter who you are, whether you're gay or straight, you're not alone. And it's important to reach out and talk to someone about how you're feeling.
And the Nigerian Senate has passed a bill to criminalise same-sex marriages, which could see any same-sex couple who undergo a wedding ceremony jailed for 3 years.
To QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
To QNN Sport, gay and lesbian fundraiser Diving for Life drew 133 people from around the world to Mexico last week. Celebrating their 20th anniversary, the event raised money for HIV-related charities and has raised almost $750,000 in its existence. And volunteer team Wellington 2011 Inc. have won the Wellington Airport Regional Community Award in the Sport and Leisure category for their work at the Wellington Outgames. Outgames organisers are still seeking proposals for future events.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Jed Gilbert.
And I'm Caitlin Pearson. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the studios of Joy in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.